Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
As we welcome all of you back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Michael Regai and the top dog, Hanford Dixon, in for Nathan and Vic this week. Guess what's coming up? Yeah, your opportunity to check out the new Cleveland Browns and the draft picks as well. We know the draft picks are in right now, and you've got a chance to see them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com. The website is fabulously styled. You'll love it, and you're going to get every opportunity you need to check out your Browns. clevelandbrowns.com. Or call 440-824-3434 to get your Browns season tickets today. Well underway are we for you, Browns Nation. We've got you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Dog, what do you say we hear from some of those barking dog pound fans? How about that?
Let's do it.
John, Rocky River, you're first up today on that Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Good day, fellas. How are you guys?
All good. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, John,
good.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, real quick. Hey, don't you think there's something that's there that nobody's talking about, that the number one pick of the draft in Texas, in Houston, and the Dallas Cowboys around 15 or 16 with a 35-year-old quarterback coming off of back surgery, another team in Texas needing a quarterback. Don't you think there's something there that nobody's talking about on the radios and that, about why Manziel was passed up?
Dog, what do you think? With regards, so what John is saying is Bill O'Brien, the new head coach in Houston, he has a quarterback issue, Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? They got rid of Matt Schaub. Did that surprise you that they didn't take Manziel and then the Jerry Jones didn't demand that the Cowboys take him later in the first round?
Michael, are you kidding? Let's start with Jerry Jones. I mean, there is nothing.
He is the GM as well as the owner.
There
right?
is nothing that Jerry Jones does that surprise me. But when you look at, let's say, Dallas, for instance, and you're talking about Jerry Jones, but they got Romo there. And when they just gave Romo a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and comes along with that is a lot of confidence that they're giving this guy. I don't see them taking a quarterback, especially now. You could talk a little bit about Romo's injury. He hasn't been able to practice. Wasn't able to participate in any mini camp, but he's got a little bit of an injury and he's going to be back strong. And when you look at a lot of teams, a quarterback have to fit their scheme and their style and their the way they play football. And the way I look at it, the reason why either one of these two teams didn't take Manziel, because he didn't fit their style. Obviously, we have Kyle Shanahan in here, and Kyle is our offensive coordinator right now. And when you look at Kyle, where is he just coming from, a quarterback who played for him?
Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
Yes.
And when you look at RG3 and you look at Manziel, you're talking about two quarterbacks that have similar styles, similar talent, and two quarterbacks that I think they're going to be pretty good in this league. So, no, I could see the question where he's coming from and the concern that he have, but no, I don't think there's a problem with that.
You know, and Hanford raises a very interesting point, too, because, and for me, with Kyle Shanahan, and this is why I was thrilled beyond belief when it became known that Shanahan was going to be the OC here, dog, because even you brought up Robert Griffin III. I really like the job that Kyle Shanahan did in Houston prior to that when he now Matt Schaub is certainly not known as a quarterback who, you know, you can waggle him a lot, get him out of the pocket, have him throwing on the run. This guy was pretty much at 5'7". Kyle Shanahan incorporated successfully opportunities for Matt Schaub outside the pocket and on the edges. And, dog, I thought, again, so he's proven he has done that successfully with different style quarterbacks.
Well, and Michael, and you know as well as I do, when you're talking about Shanahan, and you're talking about a
the bloodline.
Guy, yeah, and a guy that's well-respected around the league. And let's not even talking about where his father. I mean, come on. I mean, we all know the type of football
one
coach.
Of the best offensively, right?
The best.
Yeah,
and that's where his son has pretty much learned all of his football coming up with his dad. Mm-hmm. And this guy, I tell you, we're lucky to have him here. I mean, we are lucky because I've talked to a lot of, you know, some general managers around the league, and I'm telling you, they have nothing but praise have come about Kyle Shanahan. And I'm just happy to have him here as the Browns offensive coordinator. And I think his teaching, and he can take a guy like Manziel to the next level, take him from college and bring him to the NFL and help him be successful.
Yeah, and of course, Brian Hoyer as
well. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't forgetting Brian. As of right now, Brian Hoyer is our starting quarterback.
That's correct.
And I think rightfully so.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, great to have all of you with us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's keep our roll going. We love having your dialogue on the show, like we're going to get from Scott in Avon Lake. What's happening, Scott? Welcome.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hanford, longtime fan by far. I think you've been one of the greatest corners to ever play the game.
Thank you, partner.
I had the honor of watching you, seeing you at the stadium, and I think I was there back in the day, I think when your daughter was born at one of the games, so I'm not mistaken. On the big old scoreboard, if I'm not mistaken.
You're exactly right, Marva.
Yes. Hey, blast from the past, going back in the days when you were there. Just wanted to touch base. You played with Don Rogers, and he was a phenomenal. And I was just wondering if you've ever had any more communication with the family. And then did he ever have a son that followed his footsteps in football? I just thought I'd touch base with that, and it's just an honor to talk to you. And I'm hoping Canton's got a jacket ready for you, too, one of these days. You and Clay Matthews, I don't know what they're waiting on, but we need to get you in there.
Oh, man, that would be great.
I just
think if we'd have won one of those AFC championship games and went to the Super Bowl and at least got one of them, I think you'd see a lot of us in there. And before I address the Don Rogers thing, I wanted to talk about Clay Matthews, Michael, because, you know, I always have this conversation, and people talk about how good his son is.
Yeah.
And I tell people, and they look at me like I'm crazy when I say this, but I said, let me tell you this. I said, his son is nowhere near as good as his father was. Mm-hmm. Clay Matthews, by far, if we used him the way that Green Bay uses his son, I'm telling you, Clay Matthews would just eat a quarterback alive, because
sure,
you know, we had Clay Matthews on one side, Chip Banks
on the other,
and those two guys were all pro linebackers.
USC monsters that other side.
But as far as Don Rogers, you know what? You really take me way back with that whole thing. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to his, well, obviously not him, but I haven't talked to his family or anybody there. But I understand everybody's doing well. But boy, what a waste. And I mean, Don Rogers was a talent. And I honestly believe if he would have stayed with this football team, stayed alive, I mean, we would have won a championship. He was that good.
No, I concur with that. And you just addressed, you know, the part of the linebacker position with Matthews and Banks. And then we know we don't need to do roll call. That defense that you had was, I think it was one for the generations. I really do. And it played out that way as well. You know, it's funny, Jim Donovan and I were doing the show yesterday, and we not only talked about Don Rogers, but then when we look at, and we're going to get into this with the show, the secondary position at corners, and then after Don Rogers, here we are about 6 years later, and we're so blessed here in this Browns organization that Eric Turner comes to this football team as well. So now you talk Don Rogers and Eric Turner, two young men from, you know, California. And I think, and then so tragically, dog, you know, so tragically, we lose Eric Turner as well. I'm not speaking of football players. I'm talking about as men that you bring into your family and
young
you cherish. I mean, it's like, you know, you sit and wonder, like, the football gods, why are you doing this to us? You know, but those two, I think, again, had they, you said it with Don Rogers, I believe the same thing with regard to Eric Turner as well. Special, special talents and maybe better human beings.
Well, I never will forget this. When Don came to the Browns, I mean, we knew then that he was just a special player and obviously just a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
And never had I seen a guy with such range at the safety position, And not only that, you're talking about a guy that really come up and support the run.
Yeah.
I mean, really put that headgear.
Love to hear.
Yeah, we call it the bike back then.
Yeah, the bike.
Yeah. Really put that headgear on you when you come through there. You knew that. And
yeah.
But you're right, Michael. To just take him and both of those guys away just at such an early age, I just, you know, sometimes you want to question that, but you can't.
You do.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
we won't get into all that. But two great free safeties, and if those guys would have been around a little bit longer, there would have been some championships here in Cleveland.
I don't doubt that for a minute, dog. We are rolling on this edition, this June 25th edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford. He's Hanford Dixon. I'm Michael Regei. We're in for Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. Love the conversation with you. We got a lot more coming up. Doug Deacon is going to join us at the top of the hour, and we're going to hear with regard to Johnny Manziel from a couple of his Texas A&M All-American first-round teammates, Jake Matthews, offensive tackle, Michael Evans, wide receiver. You don't want to go anywhere. Lock and load with us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.